Chapter 18. And it came to pass, after many days, that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in Samaria. And Ahab had called Obadiah, who was in charge of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For so it was, while Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them, 50 to a cave, and had fed them with bread and water. And Ahab had said to Obadiah,
Go into the land to all the springs of water, and to all the brooks. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive, so that we will not have to kill any livestock.
So they divided the land between them to explore it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. Now as Obadiah was on his way, suddenly Elijah met him. And he recognized him, and fell on his face, and said,
Is that you, my lord Elijah?
And he answered him,
It is I. Go tell your master Elijah is here.
So he said,
How have I sinned, that you are delivering your servant into the hand of Ahab to kill me? As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to hunt for you. And when they said, He is not here, he took an oath from the kingdom or nation that they could not find you. And now you say, Go tell your master, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you to a place I do not know. So when I go and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Was it not reported to my lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets, 50 to a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, Go tell your master Elijah is here. He will kill me.
Then Elijah said,
As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely present myself to him today.
So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, And Ahab went to meet Elijah. Then it happened, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him,
Is that you, O troubler of Israel?
And he answered,
I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and have followed the Baals. Now therefore send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table.
So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said,
How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him.
But the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people,
I alone am left a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore let them give us 2 bulls, and let them choose 1 bull for themselves. Cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God.
So all the people answered and said,
It is well spoken.
Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal,
Choose 1 bull for yourselves and prepare it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it.
So they took the bull which was given them, and they prepared it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even till noon, saying,
O Baal, hear us!
But there was no voice, no one answered. Then they leaped about the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said,
Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened.
So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people,
Come near to me.
So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said,
Fill 4 water pots with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood.
Then he said,
Do it a second time.
And they did it a second time. And he said,
Do it a third time.
And they did it a third time. So the water ran all around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said,
Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said,
The Lord, he is God! The Lord, he is God!
And Elijah said to them,
Seize the prophets of Baal! Do not let one of them escape!
So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and executed them there. Then Elijah said to Ahab,
Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain.
So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant,
Go up now, look toward the sea.
So he went up and looked, and said,
There is nothing.
And 7 times he said,
Go again.
Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said,
There is a cloud, as small as a man's hand, rising out of the sea.
So he said,
Go up, say to Ahab, Prepare your chariot, and go down before the rain stops you.
Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.